This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back into the Morning Shift. Abe Gordon in today for both Allie Mack and in for Mike Johnson. I'm alongside Squid Billy, Bo Morgan here. Getting you set for a lot of football, coming off the heels of a lot of football, and now getting ready for week 18, pair of games on Saturday that will decide a couple of things. We'll talk about that when we go in the huddle later. But the Atlanta Falcons hosting the New Orleans Saints, a big rivalry that ultimately does decide a few things. Unfortunately, Squid doesn't decide what Falcons fans hoped it would decide, which is a playoff berth. You do, to an extent, control the NFC South's future from a variety of standpoints. You could finish second or fourth or third. You could help the Panthers clinch the division. So, and it's against a team that's a hated rival. So the season hasn't been what we wanted, but there's still some intrigue here in this last week.
Well, it's weird. The weird thing for me is there could be a three-way tie for first or a three-way tie for second. Because if Carolina wins and beats the Bucs,
yes,
and the Saints beat the Falcons, it's a three-way tie at 7-10 for second place.
And who would finish last in that situation?
I don't know. Would it be the Falcons?
Yeah, it would. It would, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. That would actually...
Yes, it would. I know.
That would actually be pretty amazing, honestly, if you think about it. But the reality is there also could be three teams at 8-9 and the Falcons would finish third in that, right?
Second.
Well, then how would the Falcons finish second in an eight in three-way tie for 8-9, but not in a three-way tie at 7-10?
Because
that doesn't make any sense to me.
The tiebreakers between the Falcons and
the Bucs is supposed to be how best, because right now the Bucs win the tiebreaker over Atlanta based on best win percentage in common games. So, how would they? So, why would they not still keep that?
Which scenario the Falcons can finish second, third, or fourth?
The only scenario they finish second in is if Carolina beats Tampa Bay and
correct,
they beat New Orleans.
Correct.
But if there's a three-way tie for first, Atlanta still is in third place.
Atlanta would be in third place if Tampa wins and Atlanta wins.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
But if there's a – they would be in
– That's the only way that happens if there's a three-way tie for first, was Tampa has to win and the Falcons have to win.
Correct.
But Carolina still wins the division.
Yes.
Which is fine with me. I'd rather beat the Saints. I don't care. Stop talking about draft picks. We're talking about the.
You don't have your draft pick.
Well, you do.
I mean, later rounds.
You do in the second round,
yeah,
which would be the 40s. But like when people say, well, draft pick, I'm like, well, so you would. I don't want the Rams to have a better draft pick. I'm sorry. I don't. I mean, I think I'm not. And I'm not sitting here arguing about the James Pierce thing either, because for me, the James Pierce thing is over. You got what you wanted out of that pick, which was a good player. You got a good player in James Pierce. It was worth the trade. You got who seems to be on the arc of being a top-tier edge rusher, which is exactly what you wanted, right? So, and you don't know you'd have gotten that talented of a player if you were picking 15 or 16 next year, which where it could be based on what you do this weekend.
And you also make the argument that as part of that deal, Xavier Watts is the package.
Exactly.
Too.
It's a good point.
And so, yeah, I mentioned this to Randy a couple of days ago. I feel a lot better about that trade now. Not that it would have mattered if the Falcons had gone 0-3 in these last three games. I feel a lot better that pick is probably going to be somewhere in the teens as opposed to 6, 7, 8. I mean, I do feel better about it, but long term, that's irrelevant. Like, this team needs to win. And they've done that for 3 weeks, and now you have to close it out against the Saints and make some decisions potentially based off of that.
Arch and I were talking about this in after the game. It was just Arch and I, so it's not like a secret conversation, but we were talking about the importance of winning games as a franchise and as players on the team and what it means for, you know, players that are going to be here next year to win. See, there's something about it, and it's, I'm not. This is something that I learned too when I got to be around teams as much, is the importance of winning for players that are veterans and for young players. And this whole thing about, well, I'd rather lose because it's what I think's better as a fan, that's not what's better as organizations. And look, I want to get to some of the things we teased, but the whole does it affect Ra or not is a little bit ridiculous to me, because it was always going to be judged on the entirety of the year. And don't...
You hope.
Well, I think... No, I mean, I wholeheartedly believe when you decided to keep him, it was going to be judged on the entirety. There's good that has been shown in this winning streak. The fact that the team is still playing their asses off for him. And it's very abundantly clear. But it doesn't take away the fact that what I think probably the goal was internally, which was win the division. And worst case scenario, make a playoff spot. And that wasn't achieved. And now was your expectation as a fan of playoffs or bust the same as the organization's? Because that's another aspect to it that people kind of forget.
Well, there's also the aspect which I don't really enjoy having the discussion of, and I know Coach Raheem Morris has kind of talked about it a little bit, and I don't buy it. And you may feel different, and that's fine. The idea of learning how to win, I don't.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't get behind. I really don't. As a reason to keep someone or not based off of this last four games.
I don't wholeheartedly follow you, but what I'm saying is that I'm talking more about the draft pick thing when it comes to winning.
Yeah, you know, I get that.
That's
a real fan comment versus the team organization.
Well, and I'm saying
mindset.
That is when people say it does us no good to win, that's just wholeheartedly false, because it does a good job. First off, young players learned how to close out a game, I think, on Monday, and I think probably the Sunday before that, and then the Thursday night in Tampa. And that's important. You know, it's important to see guys playing through, and you know what you have. When your players quit on coaches, that says a lot about players, too.
I don't think – this is my opinion. I don't think the idea that these guys are, quote, still playing hard for this staff or whatever – it is a reason to necessarily bring a guy back. Nor do I feel like the idea, like I mentioned, that this is a younger squad learning how to win is a reason to bring a guy back or not.
Okay. There are two different things, though, for me. The learning how to win thing is something that has to happen for an organization to try to get to the goal, whoever's there as a coach or not. The other one is I do believe if you're on the fence about someone, And, you know, you're if there's any thought, because there was thought after the Seattle game, I had people ask me, I think, do you think they've quit? Because if you ever think a coach loses the locker room, you got to make a change.
Right.
And so, therefore, it does come into play. I don't think it's the exact same way that you're maybe phrasing it, but it does make a decision easier if a team quits on a coach. But
the fact that they haven't quit, though, isn't, in my opinion, blindly enough to save a job.
I'm not saying that.
Yes.
I'm just saying that it's a factor, because it is. It is a factor. Is it the be-all, end-all? No. It's still an overall assessment of what has happened during the season and what you've thought. Because at the end of the day, when you go 8-9, it doesn't matter how you got there. It's still 8-9 in the NFL, and you're still playing teams. Like, you know, the wins over Tampa and the Rams are teams that are vying for playoff spots, okay? It's not like they're nobodies. It's not like they've melted in. It's not like they're seeing what they've got, okay? It's not. And you know that. So it's not.
I don't view the wins over Tampa and the Rams as the same because of what has happened to Tampa in the past 9 weeks.
Yeah, let's get back to this. We're going to agree to disagree on maybe how you view them. But I'm just telling the overall thing I would say is, no, it's never going to be the be-all, end-all. But when coaches don't lose locker rooms, it does say something good about the staff overall, or maybe just the head guy, which is who gets to blame mainly at the end of the day, even though they all get fired. Chris Olave, looks like there's a blood clot situation. He's going to be out.
Yeah.
I personally believe this new version of the Saints, which we didn't necessarily see because we saw Tyler Shuck in, I believe, his second game as a starter. He's 5-3. That's a big loss for the Saints.
Yeah, Olave is a guy that his rookie season, you're like, this guy's going to be a real problem in the division. And to an extent, he has been. The good news in regards to his health is it appears they caught this early before it can become a real issue, because obviously blood clots can be very scary off of the football field. So good news from that perspective, but not going to say this isn't good news for the Falcons to an extent as well, hoping to win this game. This is a big loss for Tyler Shuck. And this is a team that has not been able to count on their run game in recent weeks either. And been very impressed with Shuck. This is another task or challenge for him to try and rise to the occasion.
Olave, if you don't realize it, he's actually had a comeback season, 100 mm-hmm. catches, 9 touchdowns, over 1,000 yards, and he's probably Shuck's go-to guy, and he's coming off a good performance last week. I agree with you, though. Ever since Kamara went out against us, they've struggled. Yeah. They've tried to work in some of the young guys. Now, let me ask you real quick. Bijan Robinson needs 255 yards.
That's a lot.
I don't personally believe that it's overly attainable. Now, if he goes out and does something like he did against the Rams, then sure, it's going to have to be a couple of huge explosive plays to get there. I jokingly made the comment that I was like, man, if he could break the record against the Saints, I'd give it to him 30, 35 times. Of course, you get the negative, oh, you're going to kill the guy, and he's not going to be. But, I mean, what would that, in 30 seconds or less, what would him getting to that point kind of mean for you?
Yeah, well, if something happens in the first half where it looks like there's a chance to attain it in the second half, I think you do go for it. I think it would just further state, and it almost feels at times that Bijan has been undersold, how good he's been. Yeah. There's been a game or two here where he's gotten recognition, right? Two player of the weeks, including Monday night. This has been, all in all, a full season of really good play, and just the next step for him is being viewed as one of the, if not the best, offensive player in the game.
Yeah. Real quick, if he just hits his season average of scrimmage yards of 140-ish, it'll get him to number 4 all-time in scrimmage yards, so that's worth
it. We're not here for number 4. We're here for number 1, baby.
Oh, is that how it works? All right.
Unless the Falcons lose, in which case we're number 4.
Is there any truth to the bye, having the bye in the playoff, this college football playoff, the kiss of death? We'll talk about it next morning. It's just Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey
You know,
app.
If you're going to do it, Abe, you got to come with it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.